BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, hi.
I'm glad I've run into you.
Oh, I was making some inquiries in Ollerton, so I thought I'd drop by and say a quick hello to Fallon.
And grab a coffee.
Oh, much needed, believe me.
You must be busy.
Yeah, just a bit.
I heard about the gang violence in Felpersham.
I tell you, these people make the George Grundys of this world look respectable. Anyway,
My mum said that Brad went to see him last week.
George?
Apparently he's not letting the Grundys or the Carters visit.
Why not?
No idea. Mum suggested Brad try to change George's mind, at least let his parents go in.
Well, that lad is his own worst enemy.
I know. Why wouldn't he want the support of his family?
I can't say George's behaviour has ever really made sense.
Yeah. Oh, message from Henry. Right, he's off to see a mate.
Ah.
Yeah, he's made a new friend, I think. Dr. Malik's son.
Oh, nice. Look, I need to be back at the station pretty sharp.
Before you go, I just want to tell you the plans that we've got for Fallon. In confidence, of course.
Oh, plans?
Yeah, everyone at Bridge Farm, particularly Natasha and me, wants to give her a big send-off for the new charging station cafe venture. Yeah. And we want it to be a surprise.
I see.
So Natasha wants to tie it all into bonfire night, seeing as that's Fallon's last shift here.
Well, I'm sure Fallon will appreciate it, Ellen. Yeah, well, whatever you do for her.
But we'd really like you to be involved, though.
Oh, right.
Yeah, of course.
It sounds like more of a work thing, though, surely.
Well, I'm not strictly a colleague myself.
A Bridge Farm event, then?
No, I mean, this is such a big step for Fallon. We want you to have a say in the plans.
Well,
I'm sure Fallon would appreciate you giving some input. Yeah, unless you're really too busy with work, of course.
No, it's, what sort of thing do you have in mind?
You don't mind me showing up here, do you?
No.
I kind of fancied a nosy around the farm.
No problem, Khalil.
And to see if you'd spoken to your granny?
Actually, I talked to her this morning.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, my mum's definitely up for trialling a cat, plus the fact that Hilda is a brilliant mouser, so I sold the visitor's pest control.
The plan's working, then?
As long as your granny's on board too.
Well, she said cats don't really like being taken away from their home turf.
You're kidding.
I did tell her you wanted to trial a cat as a pet.
Just for a few days, yeah.
She wasn't exactly keen.
Seriously?
Then I said your mum was worried about mice in the house.
Yeah, which is true.
That's when Granny decided she should help, especially as you're new to Ambridge.
So, is that a yes then?
Yeah.
Oh, get in. Nice one, Henry.
She said you can only have Hilda overnight.
Overnight?
2 days, basically. Is that long enough?
Oh, it'll have to be.
I warn you, she'll pounce on anything that moves.
That's exactly what's needed.
That includes you, though.
I'm sure I'll manage.
Anyway, why don't I show you around the farm? Things are pretty busy at the minute. We're harvesting stuff like beetroot and potatoes. Leeks too, I think. Then there's the Anguses, the beef cattle.
Yeah, I think I saw them out in the field.
We can visit my granny's goats, too.
Oh, you're so lucky.
There's loads to see, Khalil.
Perhaps I could meet Hilda first.
Are you sure? No way is she the highlight of the tour.
Yeah, I know, but at least I can see what we're letting ourselves in for.
You have no idea. She's pure evil.
So, where is she?
She sometimes hangs out behind my granddad's workshop.
Where's that then?
This way. Come on.
Oh, there you are. I happen to have just crossed paths with Kirsty.
Really?
That's right. Have you anything to say?
Oh, can't this wait, Lillian?
I'm afraid it can't, Justin.
You can see I'm busy with work.
Oh, tormenting another struggling business, are you?
What do you mean by that?
You know exactly what I'm referring to.
Well, what I don't know is why Kirsty's whining on at you.
She wasn't whining. You told me you had a meeting with her yesterday, and I happened to ask her how it went.
Well, then you should stop meddling.
It was a pleasantry, Justin. Oh. I appreciate you're not very familiar with the concept.
Lillian!
Why would you leave Kirsty hanging like that?
Stay out of it, please.
I happen to have a vested interest.
No, you have a habit of interfering.
May I remind you that rewilding Ambridge is something very dear to my mum's heart?
Oh, here we go.
Why are you so reluctant to offer it support?
I have done.
Then why not continue to?
I'm still considering BL's position.
But meanwhile, Kirsty worries herself silly.
No, Kirsty should be busy putting a new watertight business plan together.
Well, I'm sure she is. That won't stop her feeling anxious, poor thing.
No, I'm sorry. She and Rex have brought this on themselves.
Look, just agree to renew the lease, will you? It's not as if the land is any use to BL. At least with tenants, you end up drawing some sort of income.
Oh, just about enough to cover a bottle of gin.
Justin, please. I'm asking you to throw Kirsty and Rex a lifeline.
And I'm waiting for their business plan.
Why not give them the benefit of the doubt?
That's because there are only two possible advantages in exercising the kind of generosity you suggest.
Justin.
One is that it might lure the investor who wants a green or ethical boost. The other is in order to leave something behind, which is obviously your dear mother's motivation.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing per se.
Look, rewilding Ambridge could represent you in the future too.
Except I can think of more attractive legacies than the Justin Elliott weed patch.
Obviously, we're going to give her a personalised Bridge Farm hamper filled with lots of Fallon's favourite produce and cheese.
Oh, yeah, nice idea.
And Natasha's already made a start on her speech.
Natasha's making a speech?
Mm. She wants to celebrate all of Fallon's achievements here and, acknowledge how difficult it's going to be to replace her.
Right.
We don't want Fallon's leaving to feel awkward.
No.
I mean, it's not a secret that she's setting up a similar business to the tea room, so there's really no need for wariness.
Right.
Of course, there are always a few wrinkles to iron out and...
Wrinkles?
Well, I don't think she and Natasha have discussed signature bakes, for instance.
Oh, how do you mean? Sorry.
Whether cakes traditionally associated with the tea room are going to pop up for sale at the EV charging station.
Ah.
But, these are things we can settle between them. My main concern is marking Fallon's last day next week, so if you have any thoughts of your own...
Oh, I really don't know.
So Natasha suggested, as we're doing the speech and presentation at Bonfire Night...
You don't mean actually on Jubilee Field?
Yeah, that's right. And once the main display finishes, Natasha thought we could do something extra. So, apparently there's a type of firework called a cake, very fitting for Fallon. Anyway, it's a group of Roman candles that you light with a single fuse, and Natasha thinks that Fallon could do the honours.
I'm not sure Jubilee Field is the best place for it.
Oh, well, the display's there because it's less disruptive.
Oh, no, I didn't mean the fireworks. I was thinking about the other stuff you're planning. Couldn't you go somewhere a bit more private?
Yes, I suppose we could.
I reckon Fallon might prefer that.
So, like having an after-party, you mean?
Well, yeah, it's just a thought.
No, that's a good point. Any other suggestions?
Well, I'm sorry, I really do have to go, Helen.
Well, whatever we end up doing, you will have to be there.
Oh, yeah, I'll try it. I mean, I can't say for sure yet, love, but I'm up to my eyes with work. But of course, I'll come along if I can.
Yes, you must, Harrison. It's going to be really special.
Shh. Can you see how she's staring into that log pile?
Huh? Yeah, I guess Hilda knows something's in there.
She'll have heard a rustle or a squeak or something.
A mouse?
Or a rat.
She catches rats?
She has done. Mice, rats, birds. She leaves them as offerings in the yard.
Ew, gross.
She used to wear a collar with a bell to warn the birds, but Grandad said that'll give the mice a heads up too, so he took it off.
So, what's Hilda's kill rate, then?
Pretty much every time I've been here, she's caught something. She even brought a grass snake back once.
A snake?
I know.
I tell you what, that is one tough cat.
Grass snakes aren't venomous, though.
I don't care. Hilda's a machine.
Possessed, more like.
She's definitely my kind of cat.
Yeah?
I can't wait to follow her.
I'll let you know when my granny says it's okay.
How long do you reckon?
I'm not sure. She had fleas recently, so my granny wants to make sure she's rid of them first.
Okay.
As soon as she gives Hilda the all clear, she's yours.
Thanks, Henry.
Just remember, she's really temperamental.
Yeah, you said.
I mean, totally unpredictable. One minute you're giving her a stroke, the next she's sunk her teeth into your arm.
I'm okay with that.
You might want to warn your mum, though.
Or not.
Hey?
I wouldn't want to spoil the surprise.
Bit of a nasty surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean, Khalil?
You do get why I'm doing this, don't you?
Because there are mice at your place?
That's the story.
You said it was true.
It is, but it's not the real reason I want to borrow Hilda.
No?
Right. If Hilda's as bad as you say she is...
Oh, believe me, she is.
Well... At the minute, my mum will only consider a cat as a pet.
Right.
But after experiencing Hilda, She might decide chickens are a safer option. Do you get me?
I get you loud and clear, mate.
There are plenty of other reasons for being charitable, you know.
Oh, is this that warm glow I've heard people talk about?
You can mock Justin, but sometimes it's good to put others before yourself.
So I've heard.
Really?
Yeah, I was in the Boy Scouts, Lillian.
Our Kayla must be turning in his grave.
Look, can I please get on?
Not until you acknowledge that what you're doing to Kirsty and Rex is inhumane.
Oh, spare me the moral lecture.
Well, you need to hear it.
Not from you, Lillian.
Don't you think that I am tired of serving as your conscience, Justin?
I didn't ask for it.
I feel obliged. For my own sake as much as yours.
Sorry?
If I can't expose little scraps of your compassion, Justin, what's left for me to admire?
What do you mean?
Well, frankly, there are so many turn-offs.
Charming!
But hidden in there, I'm sure there's a kinder man.
Yeah, well, don't broadcast the fact.
See, you can be funny.
I could be a lot of things, actually, Lillian.
Just for once, off your own bat, I'd like to see you behave selflessly.
Impossible.
How can you say that?
Dinner, I mean, it's impossible for anyone. The fact is, there is no such thing as a selfless act.
Oh, rubbish.
No, I promise you, Lillian, every apparently charitable gesture is made solely for the purpose of feeling good about oneself.
Do you really believe that? That is an appalling perspective.
Yeah, well, no, it's either that or you're trying to buy credit with others.
I honestly pity you sometimes.
Why? Kirsty and Rex are no different. All they're doing with rewilding Ambridge is buying moral credit.
You know, I really don't know what to say. I suspect you think this is you being witty, but you need to realise how repellent I'm finding your behaviour.
Oh, you're overreacting, Lillian.
No, I don't think so. Fact is, last Christmas you promised to be a better person.
A better person, not a pushover.
But this week you've shown your true colours again. First you manipulate Brad.
No, excuse me. I offered him work. It was you who didn't want to help him with George's business. It was you who sent him packing.
The difference is, I don't take pleasure in disappointing people. I don't take pleasure in cheating them either.
No, I'm sorry, Lillian. I can't and I won't allow sentimentality to inform my business decisions.
Fine.
Let's just agree to disagree.
For the rest of our lives.
What?
Do you remember how close I came to ending things with you last year?
Oh, of course I remember.
Well, then, I strongly advise you think long and hard about dismissing other people's feelings. Especially mine.
Hallo, an dieser Stelle ein kleiner Hörtipp von mir. Ich bin Diane Hielscher und ich mache den Podcast Länger gut leben und dabei starten wir gemeinsam gut in den Tag. Und für den November habe ich mir was ganz Besonderes einfallen lassen. Der ist nämlich so dunkel und kalt und deswegen machen wir im November jeden Tag gemeinsam ein neues Morgenritual. Also wir wachen zusammen auf. Trinken zum Beispiel Wasser mit Zitronensaft, wir stretchen uns, wir meditieren, wir machen eine Visualisierung, wir bewegen uns ein bisschen. Jeden Morgen neu ab November. Abonniere uns jetzt schon, damit du keine Folge verpasst und dann mit mir gut in den Tag startest. Dein Podcast für einen guten Start in den Tag. Länger gut leben.